आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
So we'll chant from verse number 254 to 259 together.
जाति नीति कुल गोत्र दूरगम नाम रूप गुण दोष वर्जितम् देश काल विषयादिवर्ति यद् ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि यत् परं सकल वाग गोचरम् गोचरं विमलबोधचक्षुषः शुद्धचिद्घनमनादिवस्तु यद् ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि षड्भिरूर्मिभिर्योगि योगिरिद भावितं न करणैर्विभावितम् बुद्धवेद्यमनवद्यमस्ति यद् ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि भ्रान्तिकल्पितजगत्कलाश्रयं स्वाश्रयं च सदसद्विलक्षणं निष्कलं निरुपमानवद्धि यद् ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि जन्म वृद्धि परिणत्य पक्षया व्याधिनाशन विहीनमवयम् विश्वसृष्टव विघातकारणम् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि अस्तभेदमनपास्तलक्षणम् निस्तरङ्गजलराशि निश्चलम् नित्यमुक्तमविभक्तमूर्ति यद् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि.
In verse number 258, Shankaracharya ji says, these six modifications are not there. What are those six modifications? Janma. There is no birth of Brahman. Vriddhi, no growth. Parinati, any modification? No modification in that. Apakshaya, apakshaya means decay. No decay also. Vyadhi, any disease? No disease. And Nasan. Nasan means death. So these six things are not there in Brahman. Bihin. That Brahman is without all these six modifications, six characteristics. And how is that? Abhyam. There is no bhyay. Immutable. Then Vishwasrishta Avabhigat Karanam. Vishwasrishta, Srishta means creation. Vishwa, universe. Ava means maintenance. Sahana, Bhavatu. Ava comes there. Ava means maintain. Bighat, dissolution. Karanam, cause. He is the cause for creation, maintenance, and dissolution also. Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. That Brahman you meditate in your heart. What is heart? Integrated mind and intellect is called heart. In verse number 259, it says, Asta Bhedam. Bhed means difference. Asta means where there is no Bhed. Asta means Suryasta, we say, na? Asta. Surya is not there. Bhed Asta means there is no Bhed. There is no distinction, there is no differences, there is no division. Asta Bhed. Anapastalakshanam means don't think that is not existent. That means it is always existing. Anapastalakshanam, always existing. Nistarang jalarasi nischalam. Nistarang, without any waves. Jalarasi, ocean. Nischalam, nischalam means calm. Nityamuktam. Ever free. How are we? Ever bound. He is Nitya Mukta. We say na, Nitya Mukta Buddha. Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta. So Nitya Mukta Abhivakta Murti Yad. Abhivakta is never divided. Abhivakta Murti. We say iski atma, uski atma. No. Abhivakta Murti Yad. Brahma Tatmasi Bhavayani, Bhavayatmani, that Brahman is not different from me. Meditate on that. You are that Brahman. You will find. Try to find out. It's already with us. Gurudev writes, set us. Differences or distinction, bheda. All differences, says asta bheda. All differences of plurality are completely at rest in the self. All differences, plurality. Where this plurality is happening? Mind. When you go beyond mind, what happened? All plurality gone. Asta bheda, no differences. No more thoughts. So no plurality. When everything is set, the nature of the self is still unset in all its shining effulgence. Everything is set. When we remove all our thoughts, the illuminator of thoughts still remains. How? As a self-effulgent. That which never decays, that which is never non-existence, are the suggestions of the eloquent terms used by the philosopher poet Shankar. Even the BMI are transcended when the OAT are no more perceived. Then what is left over is the consciousness which is illumined by the OAT when they were in delusion experienced by the illusory PFT. So we have what we have to transfer, transcend. We have to transcend all anatma vastu. What is this anatma vastu? BMI, OAT, PFT. And when you transcend all these equipments, what will remain? Consciousness, Om will remain, self-effulgent. And how is that? It is total awareness, it is not darkness. It is total awareness is there. Okay, that experience of the divine is indicated by an ordinary example. Was the heaving bosom of the sea, then imagine, as though by the wave of a magic wand, all the waves have frozen suddenly. When we are sitting on the seashore, we are seeing so many waves roaring. Some wave is roaring, I am the biggest. And when then crashing, I am dying. Continuously this process is going on. One after another wave. Now, all of a sudden, what happens? All the waves have frozen suddenly. Frozen. Minus 30 degree. All frozen. With the sea. So no more movement. Where are all these movements? In the mind. All the waves are in mind. Continuously, one after another wave is coming, rising, thought is coming, rising and dissolving. All of a sudden, it's frozen. What will happen? The student's mind halts. He is pushed into a voiceless state of awful joy and inexplicable peace. Try. The moment you are able to see your all thoughts, you will be feeling inexplicable joy and peace. When all the waves are frozen, what happens? There is no more roar. No more roaring. When you see the undulating waves of the ocean, your mind too moves with them. Imagine then that the rising wave has suddenly frozen and the wave behind it too has gone into an immediate halt. If you can imagine this, you will come to experience a peculiar peace and silence. Just as the waveless sea is without any movement, so too is the ever-free individual form of the one infinite homogeneous mass of motionless. Constantly away from the sorrow of the world. Constantly away from the sorrows of the world. Ever liberated from the thraldom of BMI that thou art. So we have seen many times in our BMI chart. Who gives her sorrow? Atma.
No.
Anatma. Now you have transcended all anatma vastu, BMI, PFT, OET. So what will happen? Constantly away from the sorrows of the world, if you have transcend all this thing up to this, no more thoughts in the mind, what is remaining there is the peace and joy. Peace and joy. Science. Ever liberated from the thraldom of BMI. There is no more sorrows. Therefore we say, Atyantik Dukkha Nibritti. When all this is gone, because now we know all sorrows are coming from this only. Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET is the source of all sorrows. When you transcend it, what happens? Atyantik Sukh Prapti. So Dukkha Nibritti, Sukh Prapti. And who is that? Brahma Tattvasi Bhavayata. I am that. Shankaracharya is saying we are not that sorrowful jeev, constantly thinking we are sorrowful. He says you are Brahma. You are Brahma. Next, 260.
Ekameva sadaneka karanam.
Ekameva sadaneka karanam.
Karanantara nirasa karanam. Karyakarana vilakshanam swayam.
Karyakarana vilakshanam swayam.
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Ekameva sadaneka karanam. Karanantara nirasa karanam. Karyakarana vilakshanam swayam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Meditate on that Brahman, and you are that Brahman. So what is the nature of Brahman? It is being continuously repeated from verse number 254 onward. It is being indicated what is that Brahman. With different words we are trying to reach that Brahman. In all these verses, the idea is that constantly you think this word, you are thinking Brahman. We call it Sajatiya Vritti Prabaha. Same type of thoughts. We are thinking about Brahman only by different words. So now it is said, Ekam eva sat aneka karanam. Ekam, that Brahman is Ekam. Immediately say eva. Don't think this is the second one. Ekam alone. Ekam eva. How is that? He is sat. He is existence. Sat means Satchidanand. Sat. Only one part is taken here. That doesn't mean Chitan Anand is not there. Chitan Anand is also there. But he is showing us the Sat part. Ekam eva sat anek karanam. But he is the karan, he is the cause of anek, plurality, many. The cause for many. So that which, even though it is one existence, is the cause of many. Existence is one. But the superimposition on that existence are many. Okay. Karanantaram nirasakaranam. Karanantaram means other cause. Nirasakaranam. It is the cause that is devoid of. So if you have to understand, you have to shift nirasakaranam karanantaram. It is the cause that is devoid of other cause. That means itself it is without. This is causeless cause. So Brahman has got no cause. Therefore it is called as, if we say no, Brahman is born, then you will try to find out, come, maabaap kone, batao. Tell me his cause. Causeless cause. So which refutes all causes, but itself is without cause. So Brahman is cause of the world, but it did not have any cause. Whenever we are seeing world, we have to say the cause of the world is Brahman. But who is the cause of Brahman? None. In Kathopanishad, that is sa kastha sa paragati. Yes, that is kastha. That is the limit. That is the paragati. We have to go there, that's all. There is nothing beyond that. We are always accustomed to cause effect, iska cause kya hai, iska effect kya hai, then you will say Brahman ka cause kya hai. No, stop. That is limit. And that is paragati, we have to go there. So whole world is effect, but Brahman is not an effect. It is causeless cause. Whole world is an effect. Brahman is cause. Therefore, Brahman is never an effect, because Brahman is causeless. We cannot say Brahman is an effect. Niraskaranam. Cause is one, but the effects are many. He is material, efficient cause of the world. That Brahman is the cause for all the materials. Panchamahabhut came from him. When you got it mixed, and then you created so many seeds, different type, he created. He is the efficient cause also, intelligence cause also he is. Karyakaran vilakshanam swayam. Karyakaran vilakshanam swayam. Karya means this whole world is karya. And what is the karan of this whole world? Brahma. Here the word you have to take, karan means maya. Karya is world. And what is the cause of this world? Is maya. Vilakshanam is different from this world and maya. Therefore, he is Brahman. If you take Brahman, then it will not fit here. Karya, jagat. What is the cause of this jagat? Maya. And who is Brahman? Different from jagat and maya is Brahman. Now it will be clear. Karya, karan, vilakshanam. Swayam. So which is distinct from the cause and effect. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad it is said, Brahma apurvam anaparam. Apurvam. Apurvata. There is nothing like that. So this Supreme Purush is spoken as Paramatma. Different from world and different from maya. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Uttam Purusha Tuvanya Paramatma iti udaharita. That is Paramatma. Okay. So far we were saying that the Brahman is the cause of the world and the world is an effect. Now that also is refuted. Who is the cause of the world? Not Brahman. So that also is refuted here. So from the highest standpoint, world is not created or existing. Then what it is? Superimposition. Nobody created. Who created snake on the rope? Rope did not create. Did rope become snake? No. No modification in rope. So what is snake? Superimposition on rope. So from the highest standpoint, there is no world. And world is an effect. If effect is not there, can we talk about the cause? No question of cause. No question of cause. Okay. But if we are seeing snake, then the cause is there. What is the cause of snake? Rope. If rope is not there, you cannot see snake. If we are seeing snake, then there is cause for that, and that cause is rope. If we are seeing world, then there is a cause, and that cause is the So if we accept world, then the cause is Brahman or Maya. Or if it is not there, it is effect is only superimposition, then no question of cause. It depends. Now comes, we have to meditate. What is dhyanam? So let us see what the in Yoga Sutra Patanjali has said about the dhyan. Definition of dhyan. Tatra pratyaya ektanta dhyanam. In Yoga Sutra, there are eight steps that you all know, na? Yam niyam. Asana pranayam pratyahar. Dharana, dhyana and samadhi. So here yes, Gurudev is saying meditate or Shankaracharya is saying meditate, meditate, meditate continuously. So what is this dhyanam? So Patanjali defines it, tatra pratyaya ektanata dhyanam. Pratyaya means thought. Ektanata means uninterrupted thought. Uninterrupted thought, you are thinking about one thing continuously. Like tel dharavat, when you are pouring oil from any container, do you find any break there? No. So the example, classic example given in Shastra is Tail Ek Dharavat. There is no break there. Similarly, there should not be a break when you are thinking about Brahman through these words, one after another. So no other worldly words thoughts should come inside. Ek Tanata is Dhyanam. This Dhyanam will result into Samadhi. When you are doing Dhyanam, then there are three things are there. Contemplator or meditator, contemplating or meditating, or contemplated upon or meditated upon. So we are meditating or contemplating on Brahman. In the Dhyan, there is a sajatiya vritti prabhah is continuously there. Jati niti kul gotra duragam. These are all pointing to that. So when we are meditating, we have to learn the meaning and think, oh, he is not jati, he is not niti, he is not kul, he is not gotra, he is beyond that. Nama rupa guna dosa varjitam. No name form. This way we have to continuously think with these words about that Brahman. So when the thought of Brahman alone is rising, there is no other thought, it is called Dhyan. Dhyan will mature into Samadhi when this thought is gone. What will remain then? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. You are continuously meditating on Brahman with thoughts. How is that, those thoughts? Pratyaya ektanta, same type of thought indicating Brahman. Slowly what will happen? That thought process will stop. The mind minus thought, what will remain? You have reached there. So in all these verses, words are indicating Brahman. Words may be different, but all of them indicate the same Brahman. We can meditate with the different words, as suggested by Shankaracharya. All words are illuminating Brahman. That Brahman is cause of everything. Remove your attention from all effects. We have to reach cause. Reject them. Try to see the cause. Cause is Brahman. Cause cannot be other than Brahman. That Brahman or cause is me. Okay. Why Brahman is the cause of all? You have to question. Why Brahman is cause of all? Because he is all pervasive and he is subtle. Brahman is all pervasive and it is subtle. Therefore, it is cause. So, there are two things in the world, world and Brahman. World cannot be cause of Brahman. There are only two things, anatma and atma. Anatma, you can say jagat or world. Can jagat be the cause of Brahman? Why? Because jagat is gross and that Brahman is subtle. So karan has to be subtle. Always karan has to be subtle. I will give you examples, then you will understand. Every day a devotee comes to the Vivek Churamani class when I am standing in the front. He or she says Hari Om. One day I find when he or she is entering into the foyer, she did not say Hari Om to me. Then I am thinking, kuch to karan hoga. There must be some cause. What is that cause? It must be subtle. It is hidden. It is not known to me. Is it not so? Who may be lost in something, thinking something about worldly things, or worried about something, That cause is known to you, it is not known to me. So karan has to be subtle. The example is to just to tell you the karan has to be subtle than gross. Jagat is gross. The cause of jagat has to be subtle. So the world cannot be cause of Brahman. World is not all pervasive. That Brahman is all pervasive. If you say no, the cause of this world is world number two. This is world number one. This world number one has come from world number two. Immediately I will ask you a question, where from world number two has come? Again the fallacy will come. Infinite will come. You will not be able to explain. Okay, but how do you say he is the cause? How do you say he is the cause? Yes, can anybody prove? What is the common factor between this shirt and other shirts? You will say cotton. Or this cloth, tablecloth, cotton. But if I ask you, what is the common factor between this chair, this cloth, and me? Like in all gold ornaments, is the gold is the cause, and gold permeates in all ornaments. Similarly, the existence is the cause because existence pervades each and everything of the world, whether it is sentient or it is inner. So that Brahman is there in the inner thing also, and that Brahman is also in the living being. How? As Sat. Ekameva Sat. What is that Sat? It's the existence. So that existence is everywhere. Chair is, table is, sun is, moon is, isness is everywhere. So it pervades the whole world by principle of existence. Therefore, anything which is the common in all and everything will be the cause. It cannot be anything else. So therefore, existence is the cause of the whole world. But how do you identify? By Tatastha Lachan. Now I am not going to tell you what is Tatastha Lachan. And what is his Sarup Lachan? His Sarup Lachan is Sachidananda. What is the Tatastha Lachan? Through that I am indicating. That is Tatastha Lachan. Gurudev writes, consciousness, though uniformly one, is the cause for the entire pluralistic phenomenal world of BMI, PFT and OET. It alone is material, the efficient, the instrumental cause of the universe. So for creating anything, you need three type of things. Number one, material. Number two, intelligence to create that material. Number three, you may need some instruments. So this complicated, sophisticated, this world, who created? He created. We have already seen before creation, nothing else was there. Do you remember? Sadeva Somaya. See? In our Kaivalya Upanishad, we have seen that also. Nothing else was there. Aham eva asam eva gri, I alone was there. When after that, universe came. Then who is the cause? Where from the material came? Who gave the intelligence? Where did he get the instrument? So like a potter. If you have to make a pot, what you need? Clay is the material thing. Intelligence, how to make pot, potter is there. And the potter has got a wheel on which he keeps the clay and makes a form. So here it is said, he is the material cause, efficient cause, and the instrument cause of the universe. The pluralistic world is our own projection which has sprung from our delusion. The whole world is a projection. Whose projection? My projection. So long the mind is there, the world is there. The moment we sleep, world is not there. The substratum for this delusion is the consciousness, without which the delusion itself would have been impossible. Without the substratum, without the isness, nothing in this world can exist. Since because of the consciousness the world has been possible, consciousness alone is the cause for the universe of the happenings. So what about the consciousness now? Second paragraph. Gurudev says, it is its own substratum. Substratum of the whole world is that consciousness, that Brahman. But who is the substratum of that Brahman? It is its own substratum, causeless cause. It is its own cause. It is the uncaused cause for the entire pluralistic world. With reference to the world, consciousness is the cause. By itself, it is something other than both cause and effect. By itself, it is different from its cause. He has brought in the Maya. Cause is the Maya and effect is the whole world. Cause and effect are concepts of the intellect. The Atman is beyond the intellect. In this respect, it can also be said that where there is an effect is the world of plurality. Its cause is the non-apprehension of the reality, Maya. So consciousness is beyond Maya, the cause and the effect, the Brahman thou art. Contemplate upon this great causeless cause as your own self. Next, 261.
Nirvikalpakamanalpamaksharam. Yatksharaksharavilakshanam param. Nityam avyaya sukham niranjanam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Nirvikalpakamanalpamaksharam yatksharaksharavilakshanam param nityamavyasukham niranjanam brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
So again different words indicating same Brahman. Nirvikalpam analpam aksharam. Nirvikalpam. What is vikalpa? Vikalpa is thought. Then sometimes vikalpa say, what is the substitute? Last time I could not take Gita class. What is vikalpa? Working committee were thinking, they came out with the idea vikalpa. So vikalpa, option. Vikalpa means emotion also. And vikalpa means doubt, options. So vikalp means variety, and variety is coming from Maya only. Variety is coming from Maya only. And how is the Brahman? Devoid of vikalpa. Nirvikalpa. Devoid. Brahman is nirvikalpa. We have got nirvikalpa samadhi also. Na? No more thoughts. That is nirvikalp samadhi. Analpam. Alpam? Chota. Analpam, which is not chota. That means infinite. Alpam, analpam. In Chandogya Upanishad it is say, Yo vai bhuma jayan akasat. That which is infinite, vaster than sky. Vaster than sky. Because he is substratum of. So substratum has to be vaster than. So, what is alpa? Whatever you are seeing is alpa only. Yad drishyam tad alpam. Tad jalam. Yad drishyam alpam. Okay. So this you all know the jada, and it will be kari, it will die also. And alp can never give you infinite sukh. Alp will give you alp sukh. Also, so whatever is seen, drishya, that gives us alpasok. And the drashta, the ultimate drashta, the ultimate seer, the illuminator, who is analpa, who is infinite, he will give you mahasok. Infinite sukh. Is that clear? Simple, simple, simple. Ab batao kya chahiye? You want alpa sukh or maha sukh? Decide. If you want alpa sukh, go to drishya, go to OIT. If you want maha sukh, where will you have to go? So scientific, so simple thing, you see. Drishya will give you alpa sukh. And how is that Brahman? Analpa. Infinite. If you want chota sukh, go to Oishi. If you want mahan sukh, go to the ultimate seer, drashta. Drishya drashta vivek. So drashta will give you permanent sukh. Yat char akshar vilakshanam param. Yat means that which char and akshar, distinct from the perishable world, imperishable is the maya, unmanifest maya, and he vilakshanam, he is different from char, akshar, vilakshanam. Sir, one question. In first line you said that Brahman is akshar. See, did you find that word? Nirvikalpam, analpam, aksharam. Aksharam is imperishable. In second line, Shankaracharya says, Yat char akshara vilakshanam param. He is different from akshar. Are, what is this? You see, char and akshar is also relative, you know. It's a relative term. Like you say, when we see our life and we see the life of sun, so we'll say, sun is akshar, is it not? Long life. Akshar. If you compare subtle body and gross body is char, in comparison to the gross body, subtle body is akshar. We use in our office also, we say he has got a permanent job. Is it really permanent? But we say permanent. Maya is also akshar. In comparison to the char, manifested thing, unmanifested Maya is more, stays for a longer time. Maya is akshar. Then it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Dvabhimau purusau loke chakshar evacha chara sarvani bhutani kutasto akshar uchyate uttamam purusastanya paramatma iti udharata. Same thing there. See, in Gita also it is said, there is char and akshar. And who is Paramatma other than this char and akshar? So what is this char and akshar? Char and akshar is, one is permanent, other is impermanent. In comparison, the Maya has got two things. One is the whole creation, which is char, is perishable. In comparison to this, the abhyakta Maya is akshar. So who is beyond this Maya and this universe? Is that Brahman? Therefore, it is a char akshar bilakshanam. And how is that? He is param. One word is indicating that he is supreme, not the maya is supreme. One who is beyond char and akshar, one who is beyond this universe and maya, who is he? He is param. Okay, then what else? Nityam abhyay sukham niranjanam. Nityam, he is eternal. In Kathopanishad it comes, nityo nityanam. He is the nitya, supreme, param, eternal, no change. Then abhyay sukham, undiminishing bliss, no sorrow. Undiminishing bliss. In worldly sorrows, we have got gradation. Priya more than pramod, you all know very well. But in that bliss, there is no gradation there. Niranjanam, free from blemish, adulteration, untainted, no mark, because it is devoid of avidya. There is no ignorance there. Brahma tattvasi bhavayatmani. Meditate on this in your heart. You are that Brahman. Simple questions, kab kare meditation? When it should be done? So meditate in early hours. Don't meditate after food. In early hours, mind is fresh, silent, and the mood also is appropriate for dhyan. So it should be done early hours. So we will do meditation on these two verses we have studied today.
Sit straight. Softly close your eyes. Bring your mind from outside world to the shrine. Mentally prostrate. Radha Krishna. Tapovanji Maharaj, Gurudev, bring your attention to your body. Bring your attention to pranas. This is called pranavikshana. Watch your pranas for some time. Bring your attention to your mind. Watch the thought parrot. Don't identify with the thoughts. Don't travel with the thoughts. Just watch. Think in your mind ekameva ekam eva sad Aneka karanam ekameva sad aneka karanam Karanantara Nirasa Karanam Karana Vilakshanam Swayam Karya Karana Vilakshanam Swayam Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani Anapam. Aksharam. Nirvikalpakam. Analpam aksharam. Yakshara Vilakshanam. Param. Yakshara Vilakshanam Param. Niranjanam. Nityam avayam Pramuchyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate.